the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame. Te Whare Taonga Puoro o Aotearoa is this year inducting six of New Zealand's pioneer artists, with their inductions acknowledged and celebrated at the Aotearoa Music Awards in Auckland on the 15th of November. Thought it would be a nice way to start the show by playing a song of one of these artists. They are Johnny Cooper, Max Merritt, Peter Poser, The Chicks, and Larry's Rebels. They'll all be inducted into the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame in November. And so will my guest, Dinah Lee, the most successful New Zealand female artist of the 60s, known as the Queen of the Mods. And Dinah joins me now from Sydney. Hello.
Hello, Jesse.
Well, from all of New Zealand, congratulations.
Oh, look, thank you very much. This is just, I am just so excited.
Tell me how you found out you were being inducted.
Well, by email, would you believe, from Recorded Music of New Zealand, from Mark over there. And they sent me an email, would you like to be inducted? And, of course, straight back at them.
And did they tell you the esteemed company would be keeping on this list? There's a real list here.
I know. Well, they said, they didn't tell me at first, but then, of course, later on I got to know who is inducted. And, of course, very much they should be inducted. I mean, they're the pioneers of New Zealand music.
Any of those names in particular leap out to you?
Well, of course, Max Merritt. I mean, you know, we've toured together. He backed me on my records. Peter Poser, I toured with him so many times around New Zealand. The Chicks, they backed me on most of my early recordings. And, of course, I know Larry and John. So, you know, it's just wonderful that these people have been inducted, and it's just so good.
Yeah, and yeah, it must be fascinating. I know you keep up with the New Zealand music scene. It must be fascinating for you to see the successes and so forth of people in 2020. Do you enjoy seeing New Zealanders do well on the international stage as you did?
Oh, look, it's fantastic because they've got so much more advantage today, you know, with social media, and it's become worldwide, where back in the 60s, you know, when I went to America and England, they really didn't know where New Zealand was, if you know what I mean. You know? And it's just so lovely to know that now our talent is now worldwide.
What was it like for you in those days as you reached those heady successes? It must have been unbelievably exciting.
Well, Jesse, it was a swinging 60s. You know, it was fantastic. I mean, it was the Beatles era. It was the screaming kids. It was being mobbed. It was just a whole different scene than today. You know, it was because everything was new. That's what it was. You know, with the Beatles and that Mersey sound and everything. So, and for us entertainers, it was new as well, because we didn't have makeup artists, we didn't have people that dressed us and looked after us like that. We had to do everything ourselves. So, you know, hats off to us. We had to be our own image makers.
We see the glamour of the time. It's quite exciting looking back at those days and those beautiful photos of you. But I imagine there was a fair bit of hard work involved as well.
Well, yes. I mean, I had to keep up that mod hairdo and the black eyes and the little mini dresses. And but it was back then. It was fun as well. The music was fun. The dress was fun. Today it's very like making lots of money and doing things like that, where back then, as I said before, it was all new. We were finding our way as well, and we just went along with everything and made it up as we went, really.
And you didn't slow down much. You kept performing through the 60s, 70s, 80s. In fact, I think you still perform today.
I'm still going.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to have been on tour this year. But that's, of course, been postponed till next year. I was supposed to be in, over in New Zealand at the end of November, but I'll get back. You know, I'm going to do some more shows. I mean, you know, Jesse, they still want to hear the blue beat.
What is the song? What is the song that really gets them going?
Oh, look, don't you know Yoko Mo, Reet Petit, if I'm in New Zealand, Blue Beat, all those fun songs from back then.
Well, I'm going to spin one of those for you now. Congratulations on the announcement. It won't officially happen until that ceremony on the 15th of November. I'll be there. You'll be there too via satellite. And it's going to be a wonderful night. Congratulations from all of us here in New Zealand.
Thanks, Jesse. Goodbye and lots of love to New Zealand.
That's Dinah Lee, and here is her song. Do you remember it? It's called Don't You Know Yoko-Mo. Take You Back. I was reading that song went to number one in New Zealand and Melbourne and Sydney. They must have had individual charts for individual cities back in those days. Don't You Know Yoko-Mo, a fun song from Dinah Lee, who it has been announced will be inducted into the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame at the Aotearoa Music Awards 15th of November. It's a Sunday night.